We do a lot of policy work. We fly a lot of elected officials and media representatives. And it was really cool today to see how art can be used as a really powerful tool for activism.
Michael Gorman is the program coordinator for EcoFlight, a public lands conservation group based in Aspen.
This was my first time doing a art-focused project.
The art-focused project he's talking about is the brainchild of Carbondale artist Sarah Yule. She's developing a map of the Roaring Fork watershed for the Roaring Fork Conservancy.
I've been talking with the Roaring Fork Conservancy for a while about illustrating a map of our watershed, partially because I love maps, and I love making maps that tell stories, not just of where things are in relation to each other, but why they're special or why they need to be cared for, loved, or protected.
So, on a sunny morning in late June, Yule, photographer Tom Zuccarino, Heather Lewin of the Roaring Fork Conservancy, Michael Gorman, and KDNK all piled into pilot Gary Kraft's Cessna 210 and took off from Sardi Field to get the 14,000-foot view.
There is really no snow.
No, it's pretty dry for mid-June.
It wasn't long before we rounded Mount Sopris, flew up the Crystal Valley over McClure Pass and east to the headwaters of the Crystal River. Off to the right stood Mount Crested Butte. To the left, the Elk Mountains and headwaters of Castle and Maroon Creeks.
The east and west Maroon Bells.
This top, this
pyramid is straight ahead.
It here is exactly what I want. Yeah.
We waved at hikers on Mount Elbert and flew over Taylor
Amazing.
Reservoir and Twin Lakes, then banked left and headed home.
Independence Pass is right off the left wing. You can see the road up there.
Okay.
Way out there. And this is the backside of La Plata here at 9 o'clock.
The entire flight took less than an hour. It was Yule's first flight in a small plane and her first flight over the area.
I'm like just fist pumping with joy in the experience of this is my backyard. I can't believe that this is actually the place that I get to rise and go to bed every night.
Those emotions will guide the creation of her map.
A lot of the artwork that I do that is nature-based is a form of transcribing what the land says to me. And so I've spent a lot of time in those mountains on foot, but to get to see them all as one big connected puzzle piece from the air was such a delight.
Michael Gorman says art is a creative way to think about advocacy.
Some of these issues that we are trying to get across, a lot of it's kind of wonky and policy related and hard to communicate easily to the general public. So I think this is a great way to add something to our toolbox in our conservation advocacy work.
Sarah Yule plans to have her map ready for the grand opening of the Roaring Fork Conservancy's new River Center in August. For KDNK News, I'm Amy Haddon Marsh.